What's up, you guys? It's your girl Anna with the Undateable Chick podcast, and it's our 20th episode. Woo! Turn up, hey! All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight is gonna be funny. All right, so we're gonna be talking about, is there a time limit on breaking up? Like, how long should you wait to date after a breakup? Okay, have you thought about it? You thought about it? You got an answer in your head? All right, so we're gonna chime in a little bit about that. So I broke up with my ex last year in August, maybe September. I think it was September. Okay, so I broke up with him last year, September. September this year made a whole year that we weren't together. Even before that, we had broken up for like a month, got back together. We broke up from May to July, and then we got back together in July, and then we broke up again in September. So technically, like, bro, we've been broke up for over a year and some change, all right? So with that being said, we've been broke up a while, so how you gonna trip out because I move on? Like, that is beyond me. If you guys tuned in last week, we talked about how he vandalized my car, and basically y'all had to get a restraining order against this crazy boy. He kept calling and threatening me and everything. Like, he's so upset that I broke up with him. But my thing is, if two people are not meant to be together, they're just not. And you can't make nobody be with you. You can't force nobody to be with you. And you can't antagonize somebody to be with you. Like, that's just not how it works. So anyway, I think there is no time limit. Of course, people gonna have their mind, he or she was talking to that person while she was in a relationship or whatever the situation was. And you know, that my case is not like that. That might be the case of somebody else. But I know mine, I wasn't talking to anybody. I was completely 100% faithful in my relationship that I was in. Now, ladies, I don't mean move on fast. I don't mean move on to dating in an instance like such as somebody, your boyfriend dying or your husband dying or something like that. Yeah, people gonna side eye you if this person died on Tuesday and you with another man by Friday. People gonna side eye you, and they would, you know, just want to think that you gonna take a long time to grieve. Or if it's something like your husband or boyfriend's on his deathbed, you know, and y'all had a good relationship or whatever. The case may be, yeah, you're going to look kind of crazy if you're out there dating. But as far as somebody with a regular old relationship like mine was, I don't think there's a time limit to date. It's the same goes for guys. If you tied a relationship or whatever, get out of a relationship, do what you do best. You shouldn't have to hold on and wait for a period of time so people look side eye you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how it's worked. You only live one life. You only have one life to live, and it's not fair that you got to put your life on hold just because you worry about what people think most of all, but because you just came out of a relationship. That, I mean, you know, it's a lot of stuff that people can say as to why you shouldn't do it, but as for me, I'm just saying it ain't no time limit, bro. And if somebody say there's a time limit, you do you, boo. I ain't got nothing to do with that, but I know for me, if it ain't making me happy, I'm bye. Shoo! I'm gone, bro. I don't waste no time. You feel me? All right. So the next topic we're going to be talking about is the millennial mindset. You know, millennials, and I'm going to be very specific when I say millennials. I'm not even talking about my age range. So, you know, millennials or Generation Y is from 1981 to 1996. I'm talking about 1991 through 1996. Those Gen Ys right there, male and female. So the conversation came about when I was basically just having a conversation with my coworker, and we were talking about our wishes and wants and what we should have did and that kind of thing. And basically, In our conversation, we were talking about us actually getting a trade or something like that versus us going to 4 year, in my case, 6 years of college and having loans to repay back. What other options we could have done. And I started talking about my experience as a property manager and how a lot of the people that came in there trying to rent out my 1800 a month condos were Gen Ys that were way younger than me. I'm talking about most of the birthdays I saw were 1991, 1992, 1991, 1992. Then I seen some 1993s. You know, being able to afford these condos, these high condos or whatever. And then every single one of those, never, they didn't work a 9-to-5. They all were independent entrepreneurs. I can remember this one boy in particular, him and his wife were building a house. And he was leasing the, you know, the condo for temporary purposes. But we end up talking about, he asked me what I was doing. So I was like, oh, I'm in school. He said, I'm proud of you being in school, but why didn't you try to, you know, you never had an idea for business or whatever. I said, of course I did. But, you know, not having foundation, like money wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I never started a business or whatever. And he basically went into telling me how he did what he did when he graduated. Y'all, this guy was Caucasian, so we're going to be able to see, you know, once you understand what I'm saying, a lot of us don't have the opportunity, but I know I do. Anyway, he told me that his father gave him the opportunity to choose if he wanted to go to college or if he wanted to start a business, and the guy decided he wanted to start a business. His daddy got a loan for $20,000 for him and gave him the college money they had saved up for him, and he opened up a construction company. And construction company meaning he hired his own people to lay that foundation and build them houses. And now his company's worth like $2 million, if not more. And he was in not Metro Atlanta, but like North Atlanta, like Canton area, whatever. But here he is. He was born in 1992, young boy, with his own business. And he in here schooling me. Now, a lot of y'all know how old I am, 30. So at that time, I think I was like 28. You know, telling me about, you know, whatever, and, you know, the opportunity of him not having debt. The only thing he had, only debt he had was that $20,000 and some credit cards, and he was able to pay that off his first year in his business. And of course, you need investors, you need sponsorships, you need a lot of stuff when you're trying to open up a business. But it was just the fact that his mindset was, I'm not working for nobody. And I meet a lot of Gen Ys from 1991 to 1996 that's like that. Even when I was dating, it seemed like the guys who I used to date that was my age, like I'm going to say born in 88, 87, 86 or whatever, they seemed to all have financial battles they was going through. Either they was paying off student debt or they were having child support. They in arrears with child support. They don't make enough money at their job. They got a small hustle, but it ain't paying much. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying all of the 80s babies like this, but the ones I've dated were. And then when I decided to actually date a younger guy, at the time I was 29. How old was I? 29. No, I was still 28. He was 27. And that's the first time I ever dated anybody younger than me. I've never dated anybody younger than me ever in my whole life. This boy had his shit together, and I was simply appalled. Like, I was just like, he made me think about, like, my own life. Like, damn, like, why I don't got my shit together? But really, you know, a lot of you know we can't compare ourselves to everybody else's life. But I'm just saying, for them to already have a plan, an action, be able to tell you what they want, when they want it, how long they gonna get it, it's gonna take for them to get it. Like, all of those things come into play when it comes down to the guys I was talking to, you know, dating or whatever, even down to them, they had one of the guys had 9-to-5, but he was, he had like a side hustle. He designed, tennis shoes and designed clothes, and he dressed rappers and stuff in videos here in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. You know, it, I don't know. It's just different. And to just piggyback off of that, it's just like, I wish that when I was in high school, I went to a trade kind of high school, whatever. They gave us opportunity to take either college preparatory route or the tech prep route. I took the college preparatory route because I wanted to go to college, right? Not knowing that I had the opportunity to get a trade, open my own business perhaps, or get a trade, work, you know, whatever, work my way up and make more money doing it that way versus getting into all of this debt. And I say that just to say, y'all, for future reference, like me, for my kids both have a college savings account. Once they graduate, it's going to be well over 50K for both of them, praying on it, you know. I'm going to give them the opportunity to choose what they want to do. if they want to go to college or if they want to open up a business. Because I think that student debt shouldn't be forced upon kids. And of course, y'all know I had a scholarship and I'm still in debt because my parent was a single parent. She didn't have no money for me. Like, you know, in college, it ain't just tuition you got to worry about. You got to have food. You got to have clothes. You got to pay people for gas if you don't have no car, to go to the store to buy you groceries. You don't get stamps or nothing like that. No government assistance as a college student, which I think is stupid. We should be college students should be the ones that reap benefits from those situations because they're trying to get ahead. And especially the ones come from low-income families. They barely making it in school as is. And then they got to, on top of that, try to find money for food. So that's why I took my loans. I had a full-ride scholarship. I took out loans to help my mama a couple times with paying bills, to buy myself a car 1 year. Then I got pregnant while I was in school one time. And then I had, you know, those types of things that happen when students have to take out loans, you don't necessarily need them. I refuse to take out a loan for my child to go to school. If she don't have no money, no funds, if that savings account don't do enough for her, my child is not taking out no loans, bruh. We doing UNCF, we doing whatever scholarships to get her where she needs to be. My children will not suffer with the way we are suffering now with all this damn debt. We got, how you 23 years old, just starting your life out, and you already owe them 80K plus. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is it that you go to school all these years to get a job so you can be a productive member of the society, yet you get this job that don't pay you enough to pay the student loan back you went to school to get the job for? Y'all don't hear me, but I gotta speak on it because, of course, you know, my topics come from topics of conversation that I have on a regular basis throughout the day. And that's just what we've been talking about. I've seen it that Gen Ys, and I'm going to go ahead and say some of the Gen X. Gen X is going to be from like 1965 and to the end of 80s. I'm sorry, the beginning of 79, 80. So older guys, meaning like 45 and up, that I've, you know, went out with or whatever, have been successful and a little bit and more stable. And then these younger guys, 1991 through 1996, because those were the birthday date years that, you know, I see, they a little bit more stable too. So I don't know what's going on with us 80 babies. If you different, shout me out and I'll talk to you, because I don't want to put y'all all in a box, but I'm just saying my own experience. Anyhow, we're gonna move on to our next topic. A dating story. I know y'all like on dating stories, you feel me? Alright, so let me take y'all back. Now, y'all know Anna have gone to a lot of colleges. Now, I didn't graduate, but I've been to quite a few. All right. So, this particular college I went to was in Augusta, Georgia, called Payne College. Payne College, PC one time. Whoop, whoop. I went to Payne College, and I me and this girl, we started hanging out or whatever, and we became close. And we kind of had a similar life or whatever. I ain't had no kids then, so we was living our best, no kids life, basically. Anyhow, she calls me one day, and she's like, can you go on a double date with me? I was like, girl, I'm not here to be dated. I'm here for school. That's just how I was. I was a dean student every semester. I was just into my studies, okay? Shout out to my roommate, Sia. She know I stayed in my books or whatever. I ain't really do anything else, do too much. But anyway, she called me, begged me to go on a double date. And I'm like, girl, I do not want to go. She's like, but, girl, please just go on a date with me. She said, I'll pay for your food. Or no, she said she gonna pay for me. She gonna take me out to lunch or something like that. And I was like, okay, y'all know I'm a sucker for food, bro. Like, I love food. So I pretty much do anything for some food, some good food now. You feel me? I don't do McDonald's and Wendy's. I do good food. You feel me? You feel me? Anyway, So she's like, okay, just meet me at my house and then they gonna come pick us up from there. So I was like, okay, cool. So I go to her house and we're waiting for the guys, and they pull up in a Avalanche decked out truck. Now y'all know what an Avalanche truck is. It had tinted windows, it had rims on it. And I was like, oh, okay, so these might be some drug dealers or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking that there might be some drug dealers or whatever. Drug dealers are not my thing, y'all. I'm too scared for that lifestyle. So I was thinking that. And so anyway, I was like, which one am I supposed to be going on a date with? And she was like, oh, okay. So she was like, I'm going to tell you this. He said his friend was ugly. I said, well, damn, find time to tell me when I'm here, you know? But anyway, I was like, I ain't tripping. You know, I'm an actress. I can bypass the ugly person. You feel me? I can act like I like them for some food. Anyway, don't judge me, y'all. So we get in the truck. Well, one of them got the car, open door, and the guy who got out was real fine. He was handsome. He was on the passenger side. So he got out the car, and I'm like, okay, so the ugly guy got a nice truck. He got a nice car, okay. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the guy she was talking to was really handsome. So he gets out of the car. He opened the door for her, and basically she got in first, and I got in right behind her. And so we was choosing where we going to go. So my friend's like, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. It had just opened. So I was like, okay, cool, let's go there. So we drove to Buffalo Wild Wings, got the Buffalo Wild Wings, and when we sat down, we got set or whatever, we started, like, talking about where they work at or whatever, and the guy who she was on date with worked at Dollar Tree. The guy that I was supposed to be on the date with worked at, like, a plant or something. I don't know, some manufacturing company. I don't remember. But he dressed nicer. He had a haircut, and he just looked like he had his stuff together. That fine boy was looking scruffy. He was cute, but he was scruffy. Like, he ain't had no haircut, and that was like, okay. And then, like, he had on nice clothes, but they weren't as nice as his friend. And, you know, you can't judge people off that, because I know wealthy people who don't spend money on clothes or shoes, and they be looking bummy all the time, but they got coins in their pocket. So that's the mindset I was thinking. I'm like, okay, maybe he don't spend money like that. You feel me, mate? Maybe this ugly guy is the, you know, is the flashy one, whatever. So anyway, y'all, we get looking into the menu, reading, and the guy was like, order whatever you want. That's what he told me, order whatever you want. And I looked at him. I was stickered in, y'all. I said, say no more, bruh. So, you know, I ordered my food and then got to my friend. And the way me and my friend, we both wanted, like, I was looking at her and she was just like, we one of them people, we let the guy order first or let them tell us, get whatever you want. So she looked at him to see if he was going to say that. And instead of him saying, get whatever you want, he said, what you got a taste for? And so she was like looking, she said, oh, I can do a salad and some wings. He said, you want salad and wings? And so she kind of looked at me. I was like, I just kind of did like that Stevie J face. Y'all know I'm silly. I did the Stevie J face like real low cut, you know, so they wouldn't really notice it. And so she was like, oh, I can just get a side salad. And he was like, are you sure? You sure? And so she was like, yeah. I'll just get a side salad and some six wings or something like that. So she ordered that. And then the lady asked him what he wanted. He said, I'm not hungry. I was like, okay. So then me and the guy I was on a date with, he got us drinks, like alcoholic beverages. And then so my friend looking at my drink and I'm just looking at her like, God dang, bruh. So the guy was like, can we have two waters? Like, I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it was funny at that moment. Can we have two waters? And so she was just looking blow, and she was like, oh, and she asked for a certain drink, and she was like, I'll pay for it, don't worry about it. He's like, you sure about that? You sure? And she was like, yeah, I got it. So she ordered her drink, and at this point, she's simply annoyed. I'm laughing, I'm cackling, because the shit is funny. So we started, like, talking, conversing amongst each other, whatever. And so my friend, she was like, come to the bathroom with me. So me and her go to the bathroom and she goes the fuck off, of course. Because she's annoyed by this guy. She told me she met him. He was driving that truck that we were in, which was not his truck. It was his friend's truck. And he just was flogging like he had and he didn't. That's how he got her number. And I know we shouldn't be materialistic like that. But guys shouldn't fake the funk neither. Like, if that's not your lifestyle, don't introduce that. Because if that's all she was about, though, and she didn't want to, like, continue to talk to you, then that's it. She actually talked to the guy for a minute before, you know, it just fell to pieces. But she talked to him for a minute, because we don't judge people off of how much money they have. But you don't lie. Like, that's, you just don't present yourself as one way when you know that's not who you are. So anyway, y'all, long story short, we get all the way down to the end of the date and, the waitress bring the checks out. And so I think that food had to be, well, her food ended up being like,
$16 or something like that. And then she had her drink, which was separate. It was like $8. She had the ticket for that. And, Lord have mercy. That boy pulled out a 10. He pulled out $15 and some coins, right? I don't know what made him come on a date without no money after you asked this girl out. I don't know. So then he pulled it out and he kept counting them $10 and the $5. He kept counting. You know he kind of counted. Remember, you know, he repeatedly counted to make sure that's what was there. Like, damn, I can't believe I don't have no more money. He kept counting. Okay, let's compare it to this. You know how you don't have no food in your refrigerator, but you go still open that refrigerator back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just to see if something gonna appear. That's what he was doing with that money. He counted that money, I know, a good minute. Then the waitress came, she picked his money up for our food. He picked the money up for that, and then she went to go reach for his, and he gave it to her, and she was like, oh, you short like $1 and $2 and some change. And so he was like, oh, and he started reaching his pocket and scrambling around. It was just so embarrassing. I was embarrassed for him. It wasn't even a funny situation. It was like pitiful. And so he looked at his friend and said, can you spot me? He said, man, I've been paying for your stuff all day. No, I can't spot you. You mean to tell me you ain't got $17, bruh? And so the dude fronted on him. I couldn't believe it. My friend couldn't believe it. Do y'all know that waitress pulled the money out for him, out of her pocket, and paid for him? The waitress did that. So I just tell y'all that story to say it was funny at the moment, but now that I think about it, I guess because I'm a little bit older, a little bit more mature. Like, guys, y'all have to go through a lot. And that's why I say you got to be financially ready to be dating. Because if you don't got it, your ass don't need to be out here taking nobody out. You need to be focused on your bills, focus on yourself. Build yourself up before trying to entertain people. You know what I'm saying? And if you just missing sex or whatever, you need to find you a fuck friend and call it a day. Don't be out here trying to floss like you got something you don't, because it ain't that serious, okay? And then if you don't have money during that week, say, you know, it's a bad week. You done paid all your bills and you in between pay periods or whatever, but this the only availability she got. If she's not a materialistic woman and she actually wants somebody who thoughtful, take her ass on a picnic. It don't cost nothing but $10 to get one of them long subs from Publix, which is be like $6. Get y'all a big bag of chips and two of them little teas. And if she don't drink tea or whatever, get some pop. $10. That's all it costs. Take her to a picnic. I'm pretty sure you got a blanket and a pillow in your house. There you go. I like stuff like that. I've liked stuff like that since I was younger. So I'm pretty sure it's women out there like that. Not everybody is eager to go out and sit into a restaurant. You gotta fill out who you're dealing with. Fill these women out before you spend money on them, because it ain't no sense of your lights getting cut off or your phone bill getting cut off because you're trying to take this hussy on a date. I can't wait to have a son so I can tell him this. No, sir. Make sure you straight before you try to go out there pimping with these women trying to get the cat. All right? All right, you guys. So that is going to be the ending of our topics. So now what I'm going to talk about is, how is it that when you are dating, okay, so say for instance, there is no titles, okay, there's no titles, y'all just seeing each other, y'all haven't made no arrangements to be monogamous or whatever, how is it that one of the party feels, let me see, start catching bigger feelings than the other party. Okay, so that's, for instance, one person probably want a relationship but the other person don't, and that person don't want a relationship. Y'all can't force nobody to deal with y'all. Like, and I'm talking about a woman's situation now. Basically, my friend told me that him and this girl had been, you know, talking, and he said he liked her. They had been talking for a couple months, and then he said like the fourth month she started getting real clingy. And when she started getting clingy, he started kind of backing away, which is what most people do when you're giving unwanted advances. They tend to dismay themselves. They go ahead and walk away from it because ain't nobody trying to deal with that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So he said he kept playing around. He said he remembered on the show, be honest.
Don't, because people can't read your mind. So he said he tried to be honest with her. He told her that, you know, he don't see them really going nowhere. He don't have feelings like that for her anymore. In the beginning, yeah, it was cool. And he said, he told her he just don't think they're going to work. He didn't tell her that the reasoning behind his decision. He just said he didn't work no more. He didn't want to keep dragging her along, which is, honestly, y'all, that's what we've been asking for. So he tells this girl this on like a Tuesday. And then that's another thing, guys. Y'all can be bringing these chicks to y'all house, having sex with them and laying down the pipe and giving them good pipe and not expecting them to do pop-ups at your place. Okay? So he told her that on a Tuesday via text message. He did not call her. He told her text message. She said, okay, I understood. And that was it. Left it at that. He didn't talk to her from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now he goes Saturday. He said it was around 11 o'clock. Him and some other chick had just woken up. And there goes a knock at the door. And he's like, who was that? And I was like, so I said, who did you think it was? He said, I don't know. I thought maybe somebody had the wrong apartment. So I kind of, you know, ignored the knock. He said he ignored it. Like 10 minutes later, somebody knocked again on the door. And the way his apartment set up, there is no windows, like a alleyway. So, you know, you got to look in the peephole to see who it is. And he said, we looked in the peephole, he ain't seen that. So at this point, he's thinking that the girl that's at the house and set him up to get robbed. He telling her to get her stuff and, you know, go ahead and get ready to head out because he finna leave. And so he trying to prepare himself mentally that he about to get robbed, right? So he said, I'm building up the courage, Anna, to answer that door. But on my mind, I'm thinking this girl, she kind of hood. She probably gonna set me up. You feel me? And so I was like, so what happened, you know? Because I'm at the edge of my seat, honestly. So I'm sitting here at the edge of my seat, like, what the hell, you know, finna pop off? So he said he finally opens the door after 30 minutes. This person sat out there and knocked on the door for 30 minutes. Opened the door. Girl got damn mascara or black makeup or whatever running down her face. And so he's like, okay, what's going on? Why are you here? And she said, all that we done been through, you gonna really break up with me like this? What? Y'all cannot force people to deal with you. Like, if somebody don't want to deal with you, I know sometimes it's hard. It's hard to take rejection. But baby girl, you doing the most. I'm not gonna shout that person out, but sis, you better than that. That's all I can tell you. You better than that, and you deserve better than that. Of course, we've all been love struck. We all have been in soul ties, because that's what y'all was in, soul ties. Y'all shouldn't be. That's why I don't think y'all should be having sexual relations, and y'all ain't decided what the hell y'all gonna be doing. I don't do casual sex because that is the reason why. I ain't gonna go to nobody's house, but that's exactly how I feel if I'm having casual sex with somebody and we ain't in a relationship. I can't just, you ain't mine. You don't belong to me. So therefore, I'm not about to get myself connected to you like that, because that's what that is. You feel me? Them spirits connect, honey. And so anyway, he said that the girl who was there in the house was like, what the hell you got going on? And she kind of just left. She dismissed herself. And he talked to the girl or whatever. And I said, so what happened after that? I said, you know, did she leave or whatever? He said, we ended up having sex and she spent the night. And so I say all of that to say is, one, niggas, y'all be getting on my nerves. You shouldn't even, you know, that kind of stuff. When you do stuff like that, that's why she crazy. He said he had sex with her, and then they talked for a little bit more. And then he told her again after she left or whatever that he really want to deal with her like that. And what they had was good, but, you know, it's really just, you know, him. He don't want to, he not ready for that. He not feeling her like that. And that was that. So I'll get an update about that, you know, next week. He didn't tell me nothing else. He just told me that was the last conversation they had. And I said, what'd she say? She said, okay, and she hadn't responded. So today, Wednesday, y'all. So this conversation happened on Sunday. So I don't know what has transpired since then, but I'm going to hit him up and get the tea, because I just want to know what came from this. She come to your house. She see you with somebody else. Obviously, you slept with the girl.
she stays, you talk to her, y'all have sex, whatever, and I don't know if she feel better about herself, I don't know. And then you tell her the same thing you told her before y'all, she came over there, that you ain't like her like that, you don't feel, I just, you know, y'all cannot force people to deal with y'all. That's it. All right, you guys, so we're gonna go ahead and end the show tonight. Yeah, so the 20th episode, I'm super excited. If you guys have been keeping up with my Undateable Chicks podcast page, you'll see that we are going to have merchandise soon. So we're going to talk about hats, shirts, and I'm working on the calendar featuring me, Wessel. And I'm just trying to get funding for my new equipment. I'm trying to update my little in-house studio. And I hope you guys support your girl like when y'all listen. I appreciate it. And if you want to donate to the cause of me a new mic, because that's what I need at this very moment, you can cash out me at $ANNAO1988. And then you can hit me up on AnnaStopIt25, my IG page, at the Undateable Chick podcast page on IG. My YouTube channel is The Undateable Chick, okay? And then Facebook is Undateable Chicks with a Z. All right, you guys, I'm going to end the show tonight. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you guys for sticking with me this long. 20th episode, I'm super excited. Woo! The Undateable Chick! All right, you guys, good night.